Closing your eyes, starting with nice deep breaths in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth as we move today into the third eye, the color indigo. You can imagine that you're breathing in and out of your third eye right between your two other eyes. This is also known as the brow chakra. And we move from the throat chakra, the realm of vibration, sound, and communication, into the third eye, which is expanded vision and light. And so setting an intention for the third eye, this can be around your intuition, trusting your intuition, opening to your intuition, seeing things in a new way. It can be expanded vision, can be the manifestation of your dreams. Can be letting go of old patterns that no longer serve you. This is the space of pattern making and breaking as well. This can be about healthy patterns, setting healthy patterns. And the chakra is just really about opening and allowing. Can be around insight or dreams, letting go of illusion. As you start to get clear on that intention, you're just allowing the body to relax, you're breathing in and out of that indigo third eye. As you start to connect to space, you start to slowly let go of the body and connect to that matrix of energy. Keep breathing, and you're letting go of the physical, and maybe you're even just opening to receive your intention. You're not overthinking. You're just allowing what intelligence from another realm wants to move through you. Perhaps it's your higher self. Keeping your arms and legs uncrossed, your head should be flat. So we begin to open to this journey into space outside of all of our senses. We move into the realm of the unknown and the unseen. We begin to tap in to our seeing and knowing outside of the five senses. Last few deep inhales here as we start to move slowly into the breath work. So with that intention in mind, we're going to start with the breath through the mouth, starting now. Two breaths in, one breath out. And each breath, you are letting go of consciousness, and you're breathing all through the mouth. You're breathing into that indigo midnight sky. That's what I love to visualize. So you can visualize that midnight sky, the color indigo, and all the stars are the dreams and possibilities that are available to you. And you're just opening to receive that infinite wisdom and energy. You are letting go of the mind. Every exhale, you're letting go of your conscious mind. You're letting go of monkey mind. You're letting go of any thoughts, whether they be good or bad. You're just releasing. You can almost visualize beautiful indigo balloon. And those thoughts are attached to it. And every time you have a thought, you just let that helium balloon float away. Come back to the breath. So all through the mouth, two breaths in, one breath out, letting go of all the chatter as you drop deeper and deeper into a meditative breathing state. Allow the breath to create a pattern that takes you out of the mind, out of the body, into the realm of space. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. The sound of my voice is taking you deeper and deeper into meditation, letting this world go as we start to step in to the space between reality, the space of dreams. Two breaths in, one breath out. You're breathing in to the light of consciousness that exists within us and all around us. You're breathing into your intuition. What can you open to? What can you allow yourself to see outside of your five senses? You're expanding your vision. You're expanding it out of the physical till you begin to feel energetically the unity of all things. Good. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out. You're opening to seeing new things, new ways, especially new ways of being, letting go of old patterns that don't serve you, patterns you created from childhood that are still running you. Every breath, you're exhaling all those old patterns. You're opening to your psychic abilities. You're opening to be able to kind of come above and see all the patterns of your life, see all of the lessons, yet not be attached to them. So almost an eagle's eye view. So you're taking a step out of physical reality and you're able to look from above, to look down at yourself and your patterns. Deep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. This chakra is about imagination and dreaming. And with each breath, you're just opening to that realm of imagination. Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. That is a quote by Albert Einstein. So what are you imagining? What are you visioning into your life? Keep breathing. Your mantra is, I see. But it transcends our five known senses. It's seeing outside of the realm of the physical. Every exhale, you're letting go of illusion. Illusion is a fixed belief, a fixed pattern that keeps us trapped in the past. And keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. You're breathing into insight. And the challenge of the chakra is to really learn how to trust your intuition, the intuitive voices that you have within you. And the more we begin to trust, it's really a practice, the stronger that trust becomes. Keep breathing. Tuning in to your higher self and your inner guidance. Breathing into that indigo light. The space behind the eyes, that infinite space. Keep breathing space into the body as you're letting go of the mind. You're letting go of the filters of the mind. You're in the presence, the present moment, of the ability to see right anything that you've been wanting clarity on, this is a great time to ask your higher self and then just open to receive the message. The message might come through any of the senses. It might be a vision you have. It might be a smell. It might be a sensation in the body. You might receive a message that you hear. You might get chills. Asking a yes or no question is really the best way to make it simple and then just tune in to a message from your higher self without overthinking it. Keep working with the breath all through the mouth. Two breaths in. One breath out. Keep breathing. Keep allowing yourself to journey into the unknown. The chakra requires surrender. Intuition is passive. You're just allowing your mind to surrender. Chakra, we are breaking free from all those established patterns that we created. You are letting go of your hold. You are letting go of the mind. You're allowing the mind to relax, to be free. As you focus on the breath, you begin to really open that intuition and to let go. The more you breathe, the more you allow yourself to move into that dream state. Two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth, letting go of the mind. Just allowing visions to come through. Perhaps you're seeing the color indigo, or perhaps there's just some psychedelic visions, but you're opening, you're welcoming, letting go of any fear around really surrendering the mind. Breathing into that infinite void of possibility. It's the realm of the unmanifest. It's that fertile, energetic space where everything is possibility. And we're opening and we're tuning in to all that possibility. And we're opening to see what wants to move through us, what wants to manifest in physical reality. This is why we use intention. We set intention, we set thoughts, desires, and we release them into this infinite space, this infinite void of possibility, where we trust and surrender. We don't need to hold on with the mind, because we know when we release into the space that anything is possible. The more we let go, the more we allow the universe to bring us in the best way possible what is good for our highest vision, our highest self. Continuing to let go of the mind, continuing to dream bigger and bigger. What would you like to manifest in your life? It's just opening to those visions. It's letting go of limiting beliefs. In what areas do you find yourself limiting yourself through your beliefs? Where do you stop your dreams from becoming a reality due to your thoughts? This is your moment to let that go. Let it go through the breath. You're breathing in to the magnificence of your spirit, of your being, of your higher self. You are letting go of your monkey mind, which holds you back. You are able to create, to achieve all that you desire. And this is the chakra we clear in order to really get to that space. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out. Letting go of illusion. Illusion takes our consciousness from seeing things with a totally open mind in the present moment, and it fixes on a frozen image or how something's supposed to be or how it happened in the past. You think it's going to happen in that way again. So it's really static and it's stuck in a stream of time, which is not actually real. We limit ourselves in this. And that limitation keeps us from living a creative life, from creating in the moment, from acting on our intuition, from acting in the moment. Keep breathing through the mouth. And as we let go of all that fixation, we begin to live clearly and authentically. We begin to create bigger. We begin to believe bigger. We begin to feel alive. So we're then in the stream of life, creating in the present moment. Keep breathing in and out of the third eye. We're speeding up the breath. Two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. And then as you're breathing bigger, you're dreaming bigger. Keep those breaths going. Trusting that your highest good is unfolding with each breath. Breathing into your wisdom and intuition as you're connected to your inner guidance. Keep breathing. And you're not only connected to your own inner guidance, but you're connected to the wisdom of the universe. Feel that expansion of self. We're stepping out of the ego and you are tuning in to that energetic matrix that is bigger than yourself, that is wiser than yourself. Two breaths in, one breath out. Your imagination is vivid and powerful, welcoming any colors, any visions, any messages from your higher self, from the universe, the wisdom, the universe, the wisdom of the universe. knowing your third eye sees all, and you are opening it, breathing into it. Deep breathing. Knowing that learning to see in the third eye is really a matter of learning how to look, to have the patience to look long enough to find what you're seeking. And that is a looking outside of the mind. It's an openness, it's a curiosity. Allowing for increased vision. If you suffer from chronic headaches or migraines, sleeplessness, sinus problems, paranoia, you're releasing that with every exhale. You're taking that pressure off the mind. You're resting in trust. Two breaths in, one breath out, and you're allowing yourself to open to the other realm, but being grounded in this reality as well, so you're able to pull in those manifestations and ground them in reality. Two breaths in, one breath out. Connecting with your higher self with each breath. Connecting to your ability to see without the filters of the mind. Keep going. We're almost there, guys. You have got this. Keep breathing. Give it your all. Cultivating that power of visualization, which can literally be applied to anything. This includes healing illness in our body. It includes manifesting. So taking a final few breaths here to visualize how you want your life to be, to feel in 1 year's time. So really tuning in and connecting to that vision. What it can look like, and what it can be. What do you want to create by this time next year? And the more you can add to it, all the senses, when we apply them, the more it makes it stick in physical reality. So what do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? What do you smell? What do you touch? I'm going to spend the last couple minutes, as you breathe, visualizing what you would like to create for your life. Good. Keep breathing, keep visualizing. Indigo, starry breaths. Going. Final moments of breath and visualization. Letting go of the mind. Letting go of illusion. Two breaths in. One breath out. Last few breaths. Keep it going. Keep it going. speaker on letting go of the breath, you can completely let go, let the mind go 100%. Welcome the visions, welcome the dreams, let go of consciousness, and surrender to the third eye. Surrender to the dreamscape of indigo, the midnight sky with all the stars, the dreams and possibilities that are working together to manifest for you right now. Focus your consciousness on your fingers and toes. It's starting to tune back in. You can turn on to your side into fetal position, taking a few moments to just come back to this earth plane, to this reality, tuning into the physical body. When you're ready, you can slowly make your way up to seated. We're going to take about 5 minutes to journal. And as always, if you want to just lay there for the 5 minutes, that is also perfectly fine.